I'm Carol Hills, and you're with The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. This spring, delegates from around the globe gathered for the World Health Assembly in Geneva. It's an annual gathering that sets the agenda for the UN's World Health Organization. This year, Ecuador planned to introduce a resolution to encourage breastfeeding. It was expected to pass relatively quickly and easily, until the Trump administration got involved. U.S. delegates reportedly told their counterparts from Ecuador that unless they dropped the resolution, their country would be hit with punitive trade measures and the withdrawal of U.S. military aid. In the end, a watered-down version of the resolution was passed. Amruta Bhatnal is a journalist at Malnutrition Deeply, one of News Deeply's single-topic news platforms. Amruta, what was in the resolution that made the U.S. so upset?
Right, Carol. So the resolution had been in the process of sort of being worked upon for the last couple of months. And what activists and member states from a lot of different countries wanted in the resolution was really sort of stricter guidelines for governments to, you know, establish the control over the sale and the marketing of breast milk substitutes, which is like formula food, you know, food that is given to babies, and encourage breastfeeding instead. The fact that the U.S. opposed it, this gives teeth to the formula companies. The formula, baby formula industry is huge, as you know, and that's why this is so important.
Because all sorts of medical research and scientific research has shown that breastfeeding is much better for an infant than baby formula. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. And especially in the first 1,000 days, breastfeeding is the best that the baby can get.
Give us an example of aggressive marketing that in the past has occurred by infant formula companies that this resolution is trying to stop.
There are a couple examples. Aggressive marketing could mean that grocery stores where mothers go to buy these products are full of infant formula and they don't really say what is good for the baby and what's not good for the baby. Another practice that has been exposed in the media is that doctors themselves encourage mothers to feed their babies with infant formula instead of breastfeeding. So that's a sort of direct conflict of interest. It's also very directly a result of how much of a control that the formula industry has on the health, on the global health sector itself.
What do you think about the statement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services that said they just wanted to make sure that women who are unable to breastfeed have access to other ways to feed their children without being stigmatized?
Well, I think that's an interesting way of saying that they are going to, you know, encourage the private sector, and because there are other ways to encourage women to sort of make sure that they are in the right condition, that, you know, they can breastfeed as long as they can, but also encouraging them to know what their options are. But the way that the resolution was passed and the way that the negotiations have been, even in the past, even before this World Health Assembly, is that the agenda seems to be that the private sector is more important.
How does the resolution that was finally agreed upon, how does the language in it differ from the original one that was proposed?
The main thing is that advocates want every country to adhere to this code, which is the International Code of Marketing of Breast Milk Substitutes, which has been supported by the World Health Organization. The idea of the resolution was to strengthen this code and to strengthen sort of implementation around this code, which didn't happen eventually in the final version. So the original proposed action on private sector interference, it also called for, you know, the fact that countries could ask for help from the World Health Organization if they wanted support. But the final resolution doesn't include that. It highlights the importance of breastfeeding, but then it doesn't really say anything about aggressive marketing and what countries can do to stop aggressive marketing.
What does it mean to health advocates that the Trump administration has sided with the private sector in this case?
Right. So in this specific case, the fact that the Trump administration has made it so clear that they will support the private sector over health benefits of thousands and millions of babies is that this will sort of be encouraged at all levels, and that the U.S.'s role will spread way beyond the United States itself. The U.S. is going to have a role in how babies are fed and the nutrition of babies in different countries, and especially in poor and developing countries.
Amruta Bhatnal is a journalist at Malnutrition Deeply, a single-topic news platform. Thank you, Amruta.
Thank you so much.